going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
So outside of that, that was mostly AEW. We talked about Matrix, Spider-Man Far From Home, not a review, that'll be coming soon. A couple of things for the future, which is a most disrespectful finishing move, moves that need to be retired. One Piece.
Yes.
All right. So, how you feeling about where Oda's going right now in Wano?
I'm digging it. I'm feeling it. Like, he actually fleshing out a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And it's keeping you intrigued.
Yeah.
It's crazy because you think like 1,000 manga in, 1,000 anime episodes in deep. You think that like they would have ran out of stuff by now, but he keep finding something else. Like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna talk about this.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Talk about that later on. We'll hit him upside the head with that, like in like the next arc.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving this now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like all props and accolades and all the other good stuff. Everything else good I can think of goes to Oda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it, man. Like,
so what's the dopest thing you think that right now, at least for you, story wise, is happening in Wano for you right now?
Let's see. Well, I can tell you what you ain't gonna like.
Well, what's that? Tell me.
The fact that Kaido and Luffy getting along. Because the funny thing about it, I thought about that this morning. Because I was like, it feels like, I might be wrong. I don't know. But unfortunately, I have yet to be in this situation. Remember how Katakuri ended up respecting Luffy after they didn't beat the brakes off each other?
Yes.
I feel like that's where we headed with Kaido.
I agree. I got a feeling that they are going to do that too, but I still want to see Kaido dead. I want to see somebody shoot him to death or something. He needs to be thrown off the highest cliff into a sun or something like that. He needs to die, okay? And it don't even have to be Luffy. It could be a random foe. It could be Big Mom. It's like, you know what, you old soft dude. Just take the dude out with like one of the swords or something like that. You know, give him a blissful farewell, even if he has redeemed himself. I'm like, sorry, this character cannot survive into the new world. They cannot let Kaido live with all the stuff he's done. It's like Doflamingo living was an insult to Doflamingo. So it worked. Doflamingo was like, you sucker, you gonna keep me alive? They're like, you goddamn right, I'm gonna keep you alive, you sucker. You gonna live in chains. The celestial dragon living in chains? Oh yeah, that's disrespectful. But Kaido has been seeking death. Give it to him. I'm hoping that they still give it to him. You know, and like I said, once it doesn't have to come by the hands of the Straw Hats, it doesn't have to come by the hands of Oda's cabinet. It could come by somebody in his own squad.
Hmm.
But he needs that.
It's gonna come by Lucci, man.
That you know what I mean? Hey, you know, you joke about that, bro, but let's just keep it there. Let's keep it a buck, man. We don't know how powerful that dude was.
Or how powerful he has become.
He has become, because it's been like what, 2 or 3 years now?
Man.
So we don't know. We've all gone on record saying Enies Lobby era is like some of the best One Piece ever written. That scrap with him versus Luffy terrified me because that dude is dangerous on multiple accounts. And he, only reason Luffy beat this dude literally is because he had one move. One move, man. And the way Oda wrote this is that it wasn't a fluke. It was like literally just by Luffy being quicker than him. Because if he wasn't quicker than him, Luffy would have been a pieces on the floor somewhere. But now that we like, now we have a more experienced Luffy, but you also got Lucy who is like just that dude dangerous. Okay. Right. So I would love to see round two. And I wouldn't put it past Cypher Pole to like knocking off Kaido and taking the credit for that. I wouldn't put it past him. No, I said, but Kaido has to die. He can die. he can no, he's one of the characters that I think that he's best dead. I know that sounds real messed up, but it's like Ace. This is gonna sound real mean. First time I saw Ace, I know he was gonna die. I was like, he's gonna die. And the reason why is because he's a catalyst character. Catalyst characters are the best ones to go because they what they do because of their connection to the world. When they go, their connection set on fire. His power was fire, which is funny. It was coincidence. But you know what I'm saying? But think about every single person that Ace had connected to when he was with Whitebeard Powers, right? Every single one of them benefited Luffy as he went along. It's almost like Ace went ahead of his brother to set the connections so that when his brother showed up, he didn't have such a hard time.
Right.
So even now, and I think that even if they go to Elbaf, because Shanks is there, who I also believe will die, because Shanks is there, Shanks will have made the environment conducive for Luffy to be there to go forward. These characters are catalyst characters. Kaido, to me, is a catalyst character. Yes, he's in the opposite direction, but there's something broken in Kaido that cannot be undone and then let his character survive. He has no joy.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right? His belief, but he's a believer. He believes in Joy Boy. Now, if we go into you feel me? If we go into the situation where he finally sees the aura of Joy Boy on Luffy, he can die.
I see that.
By announcing that this boy is a resurrected Joy Boy, he's done his part. We no longer need, because Kaido is the one that don't got hope. So if Luffy's able to put that back into him. Katakuri was kind of like, to me, it's kind of like the primer. This is prepping Luffy for Kaido.
Yeah.
So we got all these different forms in it going through all the rest of stuff, but he got to figure something else out when he's fighting Kaido. So now we're in the situation where we got Kaido, and Kaido gets the ropes, and he finally sees what he thought he saw, and he gets the hope that he wanted, and it demoralizes him from doing the stuff he's doing. All you got left for that character is death.
Yeah.
That's how I always look at Kaido. I don't like him. I don't like his character, which is the way that he was written that way. He needs to not be likable. There needs to be something about him that makes you not like him. He's not the strongest. He's the strongest shield. He's not the strongest. He ain't Big Mom. Big Mom got like weapons all over her body.
Oh God.
She has a sun and a thundercloud. What in the world Kaido got? Oh, I can turn into a dragon. So what, man? Look, bro. Blast breath is all you got, and Big Mom would probably never fall to blast breath.
No,
you know, just throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? The best laugh of One Piece so far is Kaido's. I will give him that, because I laugh every single time he busts out into laughter, because it's like always disrespectful. They'd be like, "We're gonna kill you, Kaido." He's like. I'll be on the floor running. This is like disrespectful, but I still don't like him. But once again, like, it's by design that I don't like him, which I like that. I like the fact that he wrote him well enough the way I can't like this dude. But you believe that he's strong enough to be a threat, but you also realize there's something mentally broken about this guy. Something happened, right, which they're gonna get. Oda's gonna get into it. Bitch, he's gonna show us something about Kaido's past that made him believe, and that made him believe that there could be a Joy Boy and taking that hope away. And then finally, Luffy being that resurrected version of Joy Boy, the one that goes to the Laugh Tale, and actually gets to see the One Piece like Goldie. You know, him announce, because we're at that point now in the story, we need another announcement that Luffy's the one. Last time we had that happen was Whitebeard.
Damn.
That was like, this boy the one. He was like, this boy the one. You need to protect this boy at all costs. Remember, like, he was like, no, forget me. Protect this boy at all costs. There's something about this boy that's going to change the world. Protect that boy at all costs. Even so much so that Marco is still trying to protect Luffy. Right? And there's some people on the Beast Pirates that really don't want to be on the Beast Pirates. They join out of fear. You know what I'm saying? So a couple of them may have been corrupted, but I don't think they're like incorrect. Like, I don't think that they're at the point where the corruption can't be removed. So I'm like, well, there's people on his side now that was probably like, now Luffy the G, he the GOAT. So I think Queen is beyond saving. But I think Queen won't die because Queen's valuable. What's that? Jack need to die.
Good God, man.
Jack need to die. I think that they're gonna do that with Kaido. They're gonna, like, Kaido's gonna be that dude. He keeps seeing Luffy trying, and he's like, boy, why you keep trying when you know there's no hope? And Luffy say something about hope, like, as long as I'm alive, there's always hope. Some line here, you know, like, Luffy would say something like that to your behalf, he about to beat you with white eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always hoped. And just smack a dude. You know what I'm saying? Put that, and then like him, like, having a flashback, Kaido having a flashback to, like, somebody in his childhood that believed in Joy Boy or something like that. And we off to the races, because once again, Jinbei and them bear the sun on their chest because of Joy Boy. So all these things are coming together to reveal the importance of this character, Joy Boy, who walked the earth like 500 years ago. They don't know nothing else about him. It's like, we need to learn some more about this. So Kaido, I think, is a good catalyst for that. So that's my thoughts on it. And funnily, that's not even the dopest thing I think is happening in the story. And this is going to sound strange. I think big news, Morgan,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying, has a bigger part to play in this story, because,
oh yeah,
it's getting bigger by about a moment in the manga. It's like every single step, Morgan's like, oh, you're writing it for me. Every single word that he writes about Wano is going to change the world. To my big Morgan. It's going to change the world because they are, even like the people that are watching this fight are deliberating whether or not people should see it, because they're like, people can't see this type of freedom. They can't see this where people unite to be free. But big Morgan, big news. Big news. Morgan gets a paper out about this joint. The same thing that happened at the Paramount War. Triple that. For this one, because this fight is bigger than the Paramount War, because Wano has been under subjugation for like 30 years.
I was about to say, yeah.
Right, like I think I got that about right, like 26, how old is, it's been 26 years, something like that. That you know, the Kaido had took over that land, so I think it's either 20 or 25, because they did a time skip. I think it was 20 or 25 years they went forward.
Yeah.
So as long as that's been, Kaido has reigned in Wano. So most of the people of this generation have never seen, you know, Wano not be conquered. Now, right this time, that was at least, what, a year or two after Goldie died? That homeboy has been ruling Wano. So that's a long time. You know what I'm saying? So that happening, Dressrosa was still being ruled by a king when that was going on.
Yeah.
What Doflamingo did was pretty new. Maybe like 5-10 years, something like that. It wasn't 20. You know, because Doflamingo was still like out there doing, you know, he's still out there, you know, doing his thing. See, I laugh more like Doflamingo, so it messes me up. In real life, I'm not a goddamn. I said, I'm glad I ain't got that vein.
You see that vein.
You see a vein posted. I'm like, this sucker is crazy. I ain't never seen nobody head vein. He get so mad that Joe start pumping blood fast. This dude crazy. I think that like when 1-0 is liberated, that's gonna change the world because that's the only spot right now on that planet that was not liberated. Like it wasn't like, you know, it's like right now, like 1-0 was like the only one being ruled by a pirate. Like a actual and not just a pirate, one of the emperors of the sea pirates.
Right.
So if Luffy beats this dude and liberates 1-0, he is now an emperor. Man. They ceremoniously named him a fifth one. That was by ceremony. That was big more. That was big news. Just predicting the future as he normally does. Big news was like, this boy's gonna be an emperor one day. I'm gonna follow this. I'm gonna get some money off this. It's big. Let's not get it twisted. Big Morgan's not doing this because he's a good guy. Big Morgan's doing this for a check. Okay.
Look, man, he want that bag.
He like, I want the check. Follow this boy. Well, what about this start? Forget them. Big news. I know it. I know it. What I just told you, big news, not news. Big news, okay? I ain't called News Morgan. I'm called Big News Morgan. Give me the big news. Yeah. So yeah, like that dude is I think I'm more excited. I mean, really, I'm really excited to see how they use the media in this. So I get excited whenever an arc ends, that lull right before we get to the new arc is sometimes the most exciting parts of the story for me. Because now we get to see how the world reacts to all these ramifications that's going to happen here. And now, we saw what happened to Paramount. We saw what happened when Luffy liberated, what's the name from Crocodile? Alabaster. We saw what happened with Arlong Park. That's the name of the joint. We saw what happened. Mm-hmm. That was like a microcosm of what was about to happen to the world. And big news, like wasn't even around really. It wasn't until we got like Alabaster, it was like, who this boy is? What's his boy name is? What's his name? Luffy. Monkey. Dragon's kid? You know? Dragon got a boy? Okay, all right, okay. All right. Put that down on the board. Okay. Dragon, the leader of the Revolutionary Army, has a son whose name is Monkey D. Luffy. And the daddy of Dragon is Monkey D. Garp. The man that everybody wanted, the Marines wanted to have him take over the military. They wanted him to be the leader after he beat. But it's crazy because like the monkey family is just got the best story right now in anime. Me,
right?
Garp is the prototype. Garp was man enough to sit down with Goldie Rogers to go and scrap with the greatest doggone threat to the planet. You know what I'm saying? Who was the Rock's Pirates, right? Liberated the people from the Rock's Pirates with Goldie. Goldie became the king of pirates. And they're like, it's only fitting that you lead the doggone Marines. He said no out of loyalty. Garp said no out of loyalty. His son, seeing the corruption of the Marines, growing up with a hero for a daddy, said no to the Marines and built his own army. The Revolutionary Army. And then had a son, haphazardly likely. This is be real about the situation. I don't see Dragon loving a woman. Now it could be in a situation where that's one of the reasons why he's so upset. That would be dope. You know, they show like something happened to Monkey D. Luffy's mama. They show where she came from and why he was left alone. They're fueling the fire for Dragon. I'm not writing for Oda. Oda knows how to do that, so I'm just saying. But we have a situation where like we now see that this dude Dragon has not even seen his son hardly. He knows what his son looked like. He ain't never been around his son. He protected his son once. One time. And it's still one of the most pointed moments in anime history.
I was about to say.
Wind, fire, and lightning appearing out of nowhere, striking everybody and freeing his son, and he ain't had to come down from the rooftop. That's power, right? That's my boy. You ain't gonna do it to my boy. You ain't killing my boy. So you whoop my boy behind me, you ain't killing him. that's pretty much what Dragon said. Oh, you can whoop my boy behind that. You ain't gonna kill him though. I kill your behind. You can kill him. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was very. And then like when you hear Sabo, which I was like finding an answer to people hate Sabo. I'm like, what the world wrong with y'all? You know what I'm saying? So Dragon wouldn't have known that Sabo knew Luffy. He wouldn't have known.
Right.
That was perfectly explained. They were far away on another island somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like kicking it together as homies. So they would have known that Sabo was the home, because like they thought he was dead. One, two, yeah, he was never really public knowledge outside of his lineage, which they're getting into now, that Sabo's like royalty. So Sabo like waking up and then like telling him the stories about Luffy, you can see Dragon smiling, you know, but whenever he's in trouble, he's like, Sabo, you can go on down there. You know, like when that thing happened with Dressrosa. You know, Dragon was like, no, you go ahead and go. I'm gonna say take a couple people with you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like that. I thought that was like he's like, I gotta take care of my people. And then you had Ivankov, you know, which like I was taken aback by the character and then ended up loving the character. Because you saw there wasn't just because Ivankov was this weird amalgamation of a character. It was a fact that this person loved Dragon like a brother. That he was willing to risk his life to save Luffy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that's power. You know what I'm saying? Like train Sanji, not because Sanji was worthy, because he knew Luffy. And he knew Dragon. I don't know what type of training, you know, you feel me. But yeah, you know, he got trained. He learned how to fly. So
man, look, the man had to, he had to learn how to fly to stay down there, man. That's a shame. But yeah, he couldn't stay on the island like that.
No, you know, so he had to learn how to fly, man. You know, so him on the real, he has one of the dopest powers or moves without having to have no fruit. He just that gangster because he wants to be. I see why you like Sanji so much. It's like Sanji, that dude, he like look at the stuff. It's like even when, like, I don't know if you read the manga. Are you reading the manga?
I need to get into it.
I'm gonna tell you one. I need to spoil one thing for you. Just one. Just one.
You know, I don't spoil. No, don't.
Yeah, but it's dope though. So people listening, this is like chapter 126, something like that. It's further along, but like it's around that 126. I can't remember the numbers now. We be on 1,000. All I know is we be on 1,000. But Sanji, I already told you he woke up his blood as a member of Germa. So his blood, his body now is indestructible. He was afraid because he blacked out, right? There was a scene where this lady was hurt. And this was dope. I thought it was real good character development for Sanji, that Oda did. She was hurt. Sanji never hurt women, right? Mm-hmm. This woman claimed that Sanji did it, right, in the story. And I was like, well, no. You know, I'm like, no, that's not something that he would do. So Sanji even was like reacting. He's like, no, I would never hurt you. You know, he was like trying to approach her to help her up. She's like, get away. She was like absolutely terrified of him. And he was like, is this what I'm about to become? Because his blood woke up. He said, am I going to be like my brothers? Would they like become monsters? You know, so it started to mess with him. You know what I'm saying? So and he's fighting Queen, and Queen's like, yeah, you Germa, I studied all y'all stuff. I got all y'all technology. I know I do all this stuff. So put on a suit, Sanji, and fight me as sober. I thought it was like sober mask, something like that. Yeah. Like fight me as sober mask, and let's finish this. And let's see who has the best technology, right? Mm-hmm. And Sanji is like, he asked him some questions. He said, so Captain, you know, Luffy, he's saying this in his head. Captain, is this what you want me to be? A monster so you could be the king of pirates? It was dope. I was like, wow. Ooh. I was like, why? He said, so this is what I got. He's like, so this is what I got to become for you to become the king of pirates. It's almost like he was blaming Luffy for his blood awakening because he's been through so many circumstances.
Oh, man.
No. It gets better. So then you find out that it wasn't Sanji who hurt this woman. But Sanji was in a vicinity. It happened so fast, it looked like Sanji. So the woman looked up and she saw Sanji, but Sanji didn't do it. So the guy fessed to it. And Sanji was like, so it wasn't me. And you saw the hope come back in him. He said, so I won't be a monster. I can be myself. He said, I can be myself. So he picked up the canister and broke it. Threw away Germa completely. Now, we know how dope he was at Sober Mass. He threw it away. He's like, I'm going to be me. Now I was like, this is the coolest motherfucker. I was like, this sucker is so cool. It don't make no sense. I'm like, this is a cool dude. He was like, he pulled a reverse commando. He pulled a reverse commando. Instead of him being a lunatic just throwing away his gun, he was like, I don't even need this gun. No, he wasn't pulling a Bennett, you know, Ben like a gun. He wasn't doing that. He the knife, you know, just been like, Arnold Schwarzenegger straight up manipulated that dude in that movie. But you can put away that chicken gun, put a knife in me, see what happens when you turn it around, huh? See what goes on in there. And he's like, this gun. Ben was like, this gun, I don't need it. I'm like, what are you doing, Ben? End this now. Shoot this man and go home. He was like, I don't need this gun. I'm going to get you. I'm like, dude. But he did rip a furnace door off. So Bennett was a savage. I was like, how do we rip a furnace door off? But yeah, but Sanji pretty much like threw away the gun. Like he was like, he wouldn't like get the gun. He's like, throw away the gun. And he is a freaking monster. I was like, oh my goodness, this dude. So now he got German blood. It's activated. And he's still Sanji. Yeah. And that means all his moves he's been doing before is already getting double to triple power now.
Hey.
Yeah. Like the guy, because like, I mean, he's been fighting as a regular guy, like training his body to just fight at peak physical condition. Now the science in his blood done woke up, and now he got peak conditioning plus. The doggone doggone German blood. It's like that dude gonna be dangerous. And then Zoro is realizing that he's been raised around samurais the whole time. That the dude that built the swords for him used to say snatch. He used to say that to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we heard that like from way back in like the first few episodes of the girl that he was training with. He would say snatch. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. So then we find out that the dude on the island was the great sword smith who made Emma. Told little old Zoro about Emma. He didn't give it a name, though. He told Zoro that he had made one sword that was so strong that it would sap men of their power. He told little old Zoro about the sword. And I was like, this is madness. So Zoro is being confirmed on becoming a monster because he's learning to control Enma. The hardest sword to master. Literally the hardest sword, one of the hardest swords on the planet to master is Enma. They confirm that. Because it's one of the only ones that take that you need to match its power in order to use it. If you can't match its power, it takes yours. As we saw.
Right.
So it's the only sword that does that. Nobody else's sword does that, at least so far that we've seen. So yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Dope. I mean, like, look, Luffy out here wilding. You know what I'm saying? Got Momonosuke out here flying, learning how to fly like a dragon. Yamato out here claiming that she Odin. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to protect my son. I'm like, girl, you need to chill out. But I do believe I do believe that she will become a Straw Hat. I mean, that's at least my thoughts. I think she might become a Straw Hat. And I'm thinking like I think we might need there might be room for one more. Who knows? Before the story is over.
Who right. knows?
Yeah, like I think when they leave Wano, he's taking Yamato with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So I don't know what role she play now. You know, everybody else has added something to the ship. Maybe it's just power. That's a big girl. She bust a sucker, man. She like about 7 feet tall. I mean, that girl tall, though. So
I'm saying she look same height, like around the same height as Jinbei, right?
Yep.
If not
taller. Like, if not a little bit taller than Jinbei. Yeah, so she got height on her. So I mean that, and then on top of that, her, Plus, her weapon is like a tom. It's like not a tombow. I forget the name of it's a, I can always forget the name of, but it's like an old school gang weapon from Japan. It's a club with spikes. That's pretty much what it is. It's a club with spikes. It's just butt suckers with a club with spikes. Man, that's once again the disrespect level of that. You know, it's disrespectful, so it gets more points. Dude, it's going ham. It's big news is gonna. Oh man, I mean, like when they get done with this arc, bro. Though that break in between when Luffy and them is healing and stuff like that, and they get to see the paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be live this time. It's gonna be live action because big news is gonna be like fourth emperor to see, liberator Wano, Momonosuke new retainer of Wano because he done earned that. Now it's like look, what you gonna say? The boy in death looked at them and said, "I ain't renouncing nothing." I'm like, "All right, Momo, we going somewhere now, bro. We going somewhere." That sniveling little kid is slowly fading away. And apparently he's been aged up now. He's been aged up to his regular age. You know what I'm saying? So that's, they haven't shown us how he looks yet. They only showed us his back. And I was like, this sucker like old. Because they showed like, I'm like just the back of law. I was like, that sucker look like old. And I said, that cat like, so when they show his face, ain't gonna be nothing but tears and Wano. I bet you. I know that's what Oda doing. Oda's messing with us because he's been in dragon form since he got aged up.
Mm.
So we hadn't seen his face. The only person to see his face is the female ninja. She's the only one that saw his face. Yeah, only one. And she was crying when she looked at him. So if that's the, when that sucker like come out of the dragon form, he walked, man, ain't gonna be a dry. It's like, I'll be up here. Odin, stop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
hey, I'm just keeping it real with you, man. Look, it's gonna be dope. Like they have been. He's been building a great precipice to lead Wano. And but I wonder though, what questions you got once Wano is over? That you the burning question that you like, you got to answer this for me, Oda. Like what you got? Like what comes to your brain?
Yeah. I don't even know. Cause you know what I'm saying, cause I've been checking my news feed and it's talking about like this next arc is what we call the final war.
He say he's building the greatest war arc he's ever written. Yep.
So shoot, if that's the case, then what do I have to expect once that arc comes over?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm trying to figure out. I really do believe they're going to Elbaf. I've been saying that for the past year. I really, really do believe they're going to Elbaf because the only person in the crew that has not had that wake up moment, is Usopp.
Go D Usopp.
That's the only one that had a wake up call. Like everybody else has kind of had their wake up call to be that final version of themselves. Yeah, he came back with new abilities and stuff like that, but he never really had an arc, like an arc, you know, like you could, if people, I remember some people online were like, oh, well, he had his arc during when he got with like Enies Lobby. I'm like, no, Soge King was not his final form. He hasn't seen him since, right? Yeah, that's saying we hadn't seen him since. So that can't be right. God Usopp once again was like just an extension of just him just being himself, like and being misunderstood, which is part of his character. So, but as far as him like being awoken, he needs to be around giants. It's the things that he admired the most. So I'm like it just makes, because like Zoro's in Wano getting the resolution of his arc, right? We had Sanji's mm-hmm. begin in Whole Cake and end in Wano, right? So, mm-hmm. so, but his story was pretty much wrapped in Whole Cake, but we still got more information about him going into Wano. We don't need to know anything else about Nami, and that's not because she's not interested, because she's at her final form. You know what I'm saying? Like, now she's just doing a couple extra things to add to her legend. Same thing with Robin. Nico Robin, her's in his lobby. We don't need to see anything else about her because we know what she's about now. Jinbei, we don't need to see nothing else about him. We got that Paramount War and in the what's the name of the arc with? What's the name of it?
Fishman.
Fishman. Like when he went with Fishman out and he gave Luffy his blood. That arc, I think, is finished. Like, I'm not like, well, we know who Jinbei is. We'll need no more information. But there's still some mystery to Usopp by his daddy. His family and his lineage. His daddy being with Shanks. He didn't see his daddy. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, he's the only character in the show that has a daddy.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like he's the only one that actually has a biological father that's still out there somewhere. He deadbeat, but...
At least he actually talked good about his son.
Yeah, he do.
Can't say the same about Judge.
Yeah, like, no. We ain't. Oh, yeah, you know, so we got Sanji, Luffy, and Usopp. But once again, Sanji's had resolution with his pop. Luffy and Dragon don't gotta talk. It's just being real about it. They don't really have to talk. Just saying. You know, they don't have to. Like it's not imperative to the story. But his daddy, and this is what I want to say. Once again, I want to say Elbab. If his daddy is with Shanks, that means he's been with Giants.
Mm-hmm.
That would give him and his daddy some relation because there would be a situation where they could talk about Giants. And Lou and like Usopp learned more about himself being with the Giants with his daddy. And him coming through a moral conflict or something like that while he's there to make him his final form. I'm tired of seeing Usopp as a coward. He's not a goddamn coward. But Oda does this on purpose. He ain't finished yet. I really don't believe he's finished with Usopp. Usopp was probably, he said it before that Usopp was one of his favorite characters, right?
Okay.
So it makes me think that then, like if you're gonna do Usopp, Usopp is the one that most people relate to. He's a coward. He's a person that does not want to be there, but he wants to be there. But Usopp at every turn is useful, but he hasn't been the man, if you get what I'm saying.
I see you.
You know what I'm saying? So he hasn't been a man for an arc. So we need one arc with Usopp as the man. You know what I'm saying? Like right now we had this whole extra abridged arc on Zoro losing a sword and trying to figure out how to get his three swords back. And we figure out that, oh, yeah, by the way, you've been training this way your whole life. It doesn't take away from Luffy and them. It was an additional story alongside the story that was happening to bring him back into the fold, a better captain, like a better second man. First man under Luffy. But like it made him appreciate Luffy even more going through what he went through.
Yeah.
Shanks could do that for Usopp, along with his daddy and the Giants. He raised Luffy.
Yep.
And he's always been around his daddy.
Oh, yeah, that is right. We got to find out how the heck Shanks can just pop up in Mary Joyce and, you know, like, there not be no repercussions, like.
Yeah, we do need to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot about his character that brings mystery. The whole crew, honestly, is shrouded in mystery, yeah. Right? So we need some more. We need some more clarity. I mean, I would even say it'd be dope if Oda did this too. If he like actually had the Straw Hats fight the Shanks Pirates, the Red Hand Pirates.
Ooh,
not like in a war, so to speak, a battle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a testing of might. And have Usopp fight his pop.
Yeah, I can see that.
Luffy fighting Shanks, because Luffy ain't done yet either. And that's pretty much his daddy. Shanks is his daddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He Shanks pulled a Yondu. He may have been your father, but he ain't your daddy. You know what I mean? that's Shanks right there. He's like, he may have been your father, but he ain't your daddy. You know, so... Yeah, like they could pull that like a double situation, because each one of the arcs has always given something to Luffy as well. Like, and it's always subtle, you know, like you go all the way back to the beginning. It was about resolve, you know, about him being resolved to be the captain. Then having the ability and making hard decisions as the captain. You know, that was like the, when he got to Frankie and Robin, the rest of them. But before that, it was like, you have to actually resolve to be a captain. Like, so Alabaster was a culmination for that. Then we had, you need to make hard decisions being a captain. That was culminating in his lobby. Then you have to be, you have to have the tenacity to save your people. That was all the way up through the two-year time gap. And I read what kept him alive was the fact that his people were still alive. And that he felt as a captain, he had failed to protect them. So what made him stronger was the fact that he had to think about, I need to be able to protect my people. We got that, right? So then we come back from the time skip. Now we have, he's determined. He can make hard decisions and he knows how to take care of his people. So we hadn't seen anybody on the crew in danger, which a lot of people are like, well, like Luffy's too strong for them to be in danger. They're also too strong to be put in danger like that. So now what we have to deal with is, if he's a captain, can he be an admiral? That's the arc we in. Starting Dressrosa. Well, before Dressrosa, going into Dressrosa. And he was given the admiral fleet that he doesn't want. But let's keep it at 100. If he's going in a war, all these suckers going to manifest.
He going to need them.
And Wano is joining his side. Let's keep it at 100. That's their captain. All right? Let's keep it at 100.
Yeah.
He's been a captain like 3-4 people that's already on there. Momo, King Son, and likely it's going to be Yamato. But they done been on the ship. So it's like, y'all done been on the ship. Y'all pretty much my crew, right? So it's going to be like, it's going to be that situation where he's going to have a crew coming out of Wano too. So now it's like, can you be an admiral? That's what Wano is proving to us right now. He has like how many forces on his side that he's leading as an admiral? Like, he used to have like just 10-man skeleton crew, you know? it was like, I'm the captain, baby. We're going to tear this whole. Now he's got thousands of people, like, 5,000, 6,000 people that showed up to ride with him against like 25,000 people. Now it's like testing his mettle as an admiral. Because, like, right now, Kaido is an admiral fighting this dude.
Yeah.
That's why he sat at the top. And he was like, yo, I ain't getting past my man. Because he knew what he had. He was like, I got 25K. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't gonna get past 20. No, all of a sudden, 5K just leave him because a little girl gave him treats. He's like, what? You know?
That's funny. That is hilarious.
Yeah, like, but it's being real. I mean, but it showed you connections. Like, what? That's a connection that Luffy made. Those people are loyal to a person that's loyal to Luffy, which adds 5,000 to his admiralship. So Luffy's numbers are growing. While he's in Wano, so when we get out of Wano, he's admiral material. So he has to be an admiral, which makes him a emperor to see. Then, now that he's an emperor, he needs to be king of pirates.
There you go.
That's the progression that I see in the story, is that like every single piece has been to make him, not just give him the title of king, but to make him into a king. It's like, bro, you had to learn how to get a crew. You had to call your crew. You had to be determined to be a captain and have your crew. You had to learn how to make hard decisions having your crew. Once you made hard decisions with your crew, you had to learn how to protect them. You can't just have people here and not have no plan for them, which that was his problem. They were just going along with emotions. Him smacking a celestial dragon in the face, showing him that he can't just be doing stuff.
Right. Oh,
right.
God,
yeah. You know, like, don't just be like,
I mean, we still love it. We love it. Don't
you? Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, I enjoy. I rewinded that dog on scene probably 40 times in the past 2 weeks.
Man.
I watched that joint almost every 2 weeks. Just to see Luffy look at your boy snot notes. Like, you can't do this to me. You can't do this. It doesn't fuck with that.
Not the color of that fool.
Luffy not the color of the panel. Like, goddamn, Luffy. Well, like you got Dragon Ball Z, all these doggone stories Dragon Ball got. They ain't a doggone punch of Dragon Ball Z that meant anything. Maybe a Kamehameha wave here or there, but it took like 95 episodes to make that thing make sense. Luffy, in 4 seconds, walked up to a celestial dragon, the rulers of the world, and punched the sucker square in the face, and that is pretty much his story. That's pretty much who he is. He's a free man that punches people in the face. I love it. Love it. Love it. Like, he's like, I ain't ruled by you. Punch you in the face. So, yeah, it was great. I mean, like I said, so, I mean, I think that once we get out of this arc, Bartholomew and them going to come back in the story. I bet you. They're going to find a way to slide back in the DMs because, you know, that's the homie right there. So he's going to slide back in with his crew. You're going to see King punching them come back in too. You know what I'm saying? They'll ride back out there. You know, the giants that he got in Dressrosa, what makes sense, come back now, right? They're going to Hellbath.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, I think then he'll have his fleet again, his full fleet. And then all of a sudden, the darkness in the background, that old sucker, that vile rapscallion, doggone Blackbeard is ready to go. I'm just saying, man. Right. The dude got an ex-admiral on his squad. That's a dangerous dude, man.
Shoot.
Yeah.
And then Shiryu was you know what I'm saying, he was in Impel Down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ended up getting locked up on the sixth floor because, you know, he had fun, you know, taking care of the prisoners.
Yeah.
I'm saying they still ain't fleshed out the rest of them fools.
Yeah, and there's a lot of opportunity for that too, though, Ice. Because now it's because like Blackbeard. Thankfully, because of the way they did the arc with Odin, we got lots of information on Blackbeard.
Oh yeah,
and that terrified me. I mean, I was like, you know, before I was like, this dude is crazy. You know, he's probably a coward. And I was like, he never sleeps. I'm like, what? I'm like, he never sleeps. I'm like, what do you mean he never sleeps? They said he never goes to sleep. I'm like, oh, this sucker crazy. You know, like it really hit different when you like see him staring at people. He's like a kid. He's like in his teenage years. And he's just like staring at folks with like white eyes, staring at people. And I'm like, this sucker been crazy all his life. You know, like, yo, he been like this his whole life. He gave Shanks them scars and didn't go to sleep afterwards. The sucker is dangerous. I'm like that. That's why Shanks can't like, man. He been fighting that dude since they were kids, yo.
Right.
And he ain't never been able to beat him. That dude is that like don't let the lads fool you. This dude don't go to sleep. He can get drunk and don't go to sleep. We ain't never seen this character sleep. We seen Luffy sleep. We ain't seen Aldrich. No, but keep it real now. He got like pissy drunk. And didn't go to sleep. Still told your boy, sit down, follow your dreams. We've seen him going in multiple places. He still didn't go to sleep. So that makes me wonder if that was like if that was just subtly thrown back in there to the story for you to see that this man is literally a lunatic. He's never going to sleep. I'm like, that's a dude that he don't even know what it looks like to dream, but he dreams. Bruh.
That's crazy.
That dude, I was like, when I got that was just a little small old tidbit they gave us in the Odin arc. Because like Odin was like, why is this boy over here looking? He was like, why are you looking at us like that? You know what I'm saying? They was like, yeah, his name Blackbeard, man. Well, Marshall DTG had a beard yet. And he was like, no, he's a weird one, man. He said, he don't even sleep. And I'm like, what? Even Odin was like, what? Like, the boy don't sleep, man. I ain't messing with him. Even Odin was like, nah, bro. We ain't about that life. Ain't about that life right now, man. We'll leave you alone. So it's Blackbeard is the threat. But then there's also that dude that was sitting on the throne. You know, so Odin to mess me up because you remember that, you know what I'm talking about?
Something like
Homer was sitting on the throne. I'm like, what are you? You know what I'm saying? Like are you Celestial Dragon? Are you higher than Celestial Dragons? I mean, what's going on here? So
oh yeah, whatever he is, he's top of the food chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know,
if he over the five elders, then yeah,
you the man, dragons,
yeah. Right?
And you the man.
We still ain't nothing, and they still got to fight the celestial, not the celestial. They still got to fight the five elders.
Oh shoot, that is right. God dang. So I wonder if the five elders are the ones who are called by the war because it's getting too close to Laugh-Tale. Something like that. It's a possibility. I mean, like, once again, like, we spitballing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, mm-hmm. just the idea that I think that would be pretty dope, you know, like that they actually just have it set like that the elders the one who started the war. And then, because, you know, they mobilize the Marines. Like, they're the ones who mobilize the Marines to go out and do their dirty work. That's the reason why Dragon was like, I ain't being a part of this pop. And why even his pop, you know, when he saw Ace die, he was about to break the rules because he already knows the truth, but that was crossing the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the whole thing when he was like, yeah, that's right. You better hold me down. Like, when he said that, I was like, wow. I mean, like, but he was like, if you let me go, I'm killing this man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was going to break his rule. And it was like, they're like, don't do it. And he was like, you better hold me down with all your might. And I'm like, I think he knows, but he's in too deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because him being like, I don't even want to say friends, but him being like close, like as a rival to Goldie Roger, right? There's no way he couldn't have known the information that Goldie didn't know, especially going against Rock Pirates. Right. So we're even like the royal family's like, no, we need to kill these dudes. What was going on with the Rock's Pirates that made them that dangerous? They're going to have to talk about that, too, because we still haven't gotten a lot of background on Rock's Pirates. We got in a couple fights, but we ain't got the background on what made the Rock's Pirates so doggone strong. What made them so dangerous to the world? You know? Now, I don't think we have.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
I think Sengoku started, and he was telling us he brought up Rocks.
He did,
and then he told them about how, Kaido, Big Mom, and Whitebeard were all Rocks pirates.
All Rocks pirates, yeah.
But no, I'm saying he didn't get in depth with the God Valley incident yet.
Yep. No, so I wonder if there was an egregious assault against the Celestial Dragons that probably put them in the crosshairs of Marines. But what in the world did Goldie have to do with that fight? Mm. Outside of it being tied to him going to the One Piece, but what was it? You know what I'm saying? Like what was it that made, you know, him scrap with Rocks in them? It's like what was it about them that Goldie had to say, no, I'm gonna have to make an exception. You know, he was like, Marines, I just don't be vibing with y'all, but you know, this time I think we might benefit off this one together. You know what I'm saying? And going at, like, so I'm like, what did Rocks do? So that's another avenue that once again has to be explored, going into the next few bits, because there's a lot, like, and this is one of the things he don't even got to say in this whole story. He could just give us a couple more tidbits. And then if allowed to, Lord willing, he gets like more free time, he can just write like an additional arc or something outside of the story of One Piece about the Rocks Pirates. Just bring us up to speed. Yeah.
Because in August comes Shanks movie.
Yeah. Shanks Red. So I'm I want, because like Shanks would have been, I'm trying, Shanks would have been around for that fight. So Shanks, yeah. Shanks character and Shanks and god dang, what's your boy name? Dang it, Trevor.
Buggy D. Clown.
Buggy, yeah, Buggy. You know what I'm saying? Shanks and Buggy seem too much to not be talking about stuff, okay? And I love that about their characters, because you know a couple of OGs that have seen some stuff, right? Right. And you see some of them that's like mad serious, like Shanks, you know what I'm saying? It's like real stoic. You see some other suckers that just be out there. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it was relatable, because I was like, I know people that, like, you get some OGs like in their 40s or something like that, 50s, you know, when you were younger, you know, because we now becoming the OGs, you know, like we're in that territory, we're becoming the OG, we've seen enough, and people come to us and they're like, you seen all that? Like, yeah, I seen all that. You know, so you meet one guy, he's very, very stoic, you need another guy, he's goofy and live, and other dudes are very annoying, like Buggy. You know what I'm saying? Like, but just you don't know, you discount the fact that they know what they know. Because, you know, I'm like, them dudes knew too much And the fact that, like, you know, that Buggy got sick before they got to see the One Piece, that probably keeps him up at night. It probably keep him up at night, man. He's like, if I had only not gotten sick, I would have seen the One Piece. That, yeah.
Man, that's great. That hurt my heart too.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was like, Buggy, you was right there, man. I mean, like, and it was, he was so sick, he had to be. I'm like, that's messed up. I would have been hot. I'm like, man, where did I, what food did I eat? I would have probably like had my first bit of my pirate life going back to the place that did it to me. Like, you suckers don't exist no more. You know what I'm saying? just like, nah, bro. You ain't, nah, bro. You gonna catch these bullets today. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's crazy. Like, Rock's Pirates had, like, you know, like you said, it had Whitebeard. This is the strongest crew. Who?
And Shiki.
Yeah, Shiki was in it too. Yeah, so you got, like, Rocks, of course. You know, we got, like, a silhouette of your boy. You had Edward Newgate, Whitebeard, Charlotte Lin-Lin, Big Mom, Kaido, Shiki, John, Silver Axe, and Ochiku. Like, so Silver Axe and Ochiku were names, but they were silhouettes. We don't know who they were. You know what I'm saying? John, I don't even know if we even got much information about John, but when he was in Shaki. The number.
Shaki was in, yeah.
Yeah, right here. What's the name? Yeah, what's the name of the art?
Thriller Bark.
Yeah, Thriller Bark art. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm like, this dude was, he was in it. I'm like, this is a dangerous crew. Okay. This crew is diabolical. So I'm like, what did they do though? What happened that made them? Because I'm like, I can't remember if Edward was already off this crew by this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Well, like, I don't know if he was like in the crew when Rock's Pirates did this, or if he had already broken off and did Whitebeard Pirates. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but this needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the.
And they started. They started on Big Mom, but then they fell off.
So I'm gonna read you this quick biography that they got right now, real quick, okay? And this is definitely, I think that they were like at some point in the past, the crew was formed on Hachinosu. They would go on to become the strongest crew of their time, to the point of threatening the world government itself. 38 years ago, this is from like the point where One Piece is right now, they attacked several world nobles, which would put them on the council, like we talked about earlier, and their slaves on God Valley, causing Vice Admiral Monkey D. Garp to team up with the then future king, a pirate king, Gold D. Roger, and defeat them for good, earning Garp the title the Hero of the Marines. Due to the Rock's Pirates' quest for domination that led him to dabble in forbidden studies. Where they got this from? Now I'm more interested. I'm like, what happened? You know? So due to the Rock's quest for domination that led him to dabble in forbidden studies that the government covered up.
Hey.
Along with the crew's lack of camaraderie. Yeah, I don't know what that word escapes me right now. Causing them to rarely speak of their time together. The Rock's Pirates became relatively unknown to the next generation. 5 years later, the former crew, the former members would go on to form their own crew. So that means that Edward Newgate was there at God Valley.
Yep.
Bruh. Wow. This crew, along with the Don Quixote Pirates and Gecko Pirates, are the only known crews named after the captain's last name. That's fair. That's also fair.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was confirmed, Whitebeard was implied to be member along with Bakken in the Emperor Whitebeard Pirates pack. So they had like, they were giving, so apparently Oda had these toys. That they had done way back in the day, where he like had information set up to let people know that Whitebeard was Rock's Pirate. so that makes, I mean, that's crazy to me, because I'm like, I knew that he was a part of the crew, but I thought he had left before God Valley. So Edward Newgate was there. And of course, that they were estranged to Lin Lin, who was Big Mom, Kaido, who would have been younger on the crew at this time. Yeah. He would have been probably one of the youngest people on the crew. Him and Lin Lin, from what I understand. Both of them were probably two of the younger people on the crew at the time that the Edward Newgate and the rest of them were like really stumping the yard. But dude, I mean, like if they all had their devil fruits at this time, ain't no way. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. Like, look, Goldie had to be a savage. And we still don't know what Goldie's power was. We don't know if he was just a regular dude, or if he had one of his own. We don't know. All we know, this sucker was strong. That's all we know. Strong with a smile.
Because right now, they're making it seem like he never had a fruit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. This dude's like Shanks. Is that why Shanks won't? Like, I mean, no, Shanks was going to do it. Let me not lie on that dude. Shanks was
going to do it. He thought about it.
He thought about it. He stole it. Remember, he stole it. No, like, mm-hmm. like, what was it? What's his dude's name? Who's Who? Ooh. Yeah, Who's Who was like, nah, that dude stole it from my ship. So he had every intent on using that fruit. But why that fruit though? Why that fruit? And that's why I'm wondering if that may have been Goldie's fruit. You know, all along, like he just never really showed people why he was using it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it could be. That was his fruit. We don't know. So, yeah, man. I mean, I'm like, look, there's a...
And then he still got to awaken it.
Yep, he still ain't awoken it yet. Like, he's still riding on one almost with that fruit. He hasn't, like, even though he's done the armament augmentations to it, that doesn't really do anything with rubber. You know what I'm saying? Like outside of making rubber hard. So it's like, you still on one. To me, one or two on this thing. And it like most of the devil fruit had like 3 to 4 levels. So it's like you still on one or two though. Like you're doing different things with armament, but not with the fruit itself, so to speak. So it's, I'm very intrigued to see what they do with this. Because like even though he does King Kong, you know what I'm saying? Like where he goes in the Bounce Man, you know, he has mm-hmm. King Kong, you know what I'm saying, Tank version, Snake Man, you know what I'm saying? Like that, but I'm like, each one of those to me kind of, it does do like augmenting with it, muscles and stuff like that. I do believe that where he's like, he's mastered to the point now where his muscles, he can manipulate his own muscles. You know what I'm saying? Like to be rubber and stuff like that, but he's been doing that all along, but just at a greater level where he can do it, like push all his energy to his feet, push all his energy to his upper body, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm like, I don't know if, So Rock's dream was to become king of the world, not king of the pirates.
Right.
That sucker was dangerous. So I'm saying like that dude is man, I wish we I want to see that. I want to see that now, man. Like, dang, bro. That's man. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, but that's all I got for One Piece, bro. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing like how they animate the rest of this Attack on Titan. Like, so I'm not watching it. Once again, not because the thing's not good, it's because I don't want to relive Attack on Titan. I survived it once. I don't want to do it again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't want to put myself through this again with them. My heart can't take but so much when it comes to this, because I was like, look, man, I we got to the end. I was like, you played me like a fool this whole time. I hate you.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Not like I'm just gonna say hate, but I was upset with the man. I was like, I really am upset with you for playing me like this. But because it was something like people was like, this was left field. And I was like, yeah, it was left field. How they did that ending. I was like, this is very, very left field. It felt like that, you know. After I was just like, why would you do that? You know, it just felt wrong. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I don't want to relive that again. Like I said, so if you do watch this, you will know pain. yeah, you will embrace pain. You will suffer, and then you will know pain. like just remember your boy's words, man, from Naruto, man. There's not been a lot of good I can say about Naruto, but pain was definitely one of them. I'm telling you, you will know pain. when you finish the story. So I already see the memes of Will Smith as Pain. I already see him happening right now. They're already, I see him queuing up right now in the chats. People just putting it out, Pain. You know, just what it feels like. It's coming. It's coming real soon. So.